AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. One person is dead, another has been wounded in a shooting at a gate leading to the National Security Agency's headquarters in Maryland. Jerry Boatlander has more.
Authorities still don't know why two men dressed as women tried to ram their way onto the National Security Agency's campus at Fort Meade, Maryland. The NSA says the men disobeyed instructions on how to leave the campus. An agency spokesman says the driver then accelerated toward an NSA police SUV that was blocking the road, and when he refused to stop, police fired. One of the men was killed, and the vehicle crashed into the police vehicle. The other man was injured and taken to a hospital, as was a police officer. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
Republican lawmakers in Indiana say a new state law is being misinterpreted as allowing businesses to discriminate. House Speaker Brian Bosma.
What we had hoped for with the bill was a message of inclusion of all religious beliefs. What instead has come out is a message of exclusion.
Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard, a Republican, says he's opposed to the law known as RFRA.
Our city thrives because we have welcomed and embraced diversity. And RFRA threatens what thousands of people have spent decades building. And I won't allow that to happen to Indianapolis without a fight.
The new law prohibits other laws that burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious beliefs. The talks continue in Switzerland as negotiators get ever closer to tomorrow's deadline to find a framework to continue negotiations on a nuclear deal with Iran. Sticking points remain, including calls for Iran to make further cuts to its uranium enrichment program. The Iranians want to shorten time constraints on technology limits. Plus, there's a disagreement on when and how to lift economic sanctions. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 263. This is AP Radio News. Eight people are dead, 10 others hurt, after their church van ran through a stop sign, crossed all lanes of a highway, and landed in a canal in southwest Florida. State troopers say the van was heading back to Fort Pierce on Florida's Atlantic coast after a weekend convention in Fort Myers. The driver and seven passengers are confirmed dead. Comedy Central finds a new guy to host The Daily Show.
Jon Stewart's successor in The Daily Show anchor chair is a 31-year-old biracial South African. Trevor Noah will ascend to what has become one of the most visible gigs in American comedy after just three appearances on the show. He made his debut in December. Stewart, who's 52, has been hosting The Daily Show for 16 years, during which time it's gone from kids shooting spitballs in the back of the room to a closely followed source of political commentary. Stewart announced 6 weeks ago he's leaving. No date for his departure or for Noah's debut has been announced. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.